to the bill, and part of it has a lot to do with what happened today. I think people that were against the bill or against it, some made a very good case today. Whether it be in the area of religious freedoms, I think that the senator from Anne Arundel County amendment offered an opportunity to assure people that indeed this bill will protect them in an additional manner. And I felt to some extent it was rejected because, again, of the logistics of the chamber. Oh, my gosh, we don't want to test this bill across the aisle in some kind of different configuration. I also thought today that the other senator from Anne Arundel County made a great point in issues related to education and brought up real-world situations related to education. And, again, the body rejected language that would have made people that were worried about the impact of this bill on education make them feel better. Again, the senator from Anne Arundel County put before us amendments that would have addressed issues related to minors and how this bill could impact them. It was rejected. I think also as well, the senator from Prince George's County put an amendment before us that would have clarified the actual title of the bill so that if this indeed ends up at referendum, it would be clearer to the people as to what this bill is all about. All that rejected today. All that rejected under the guise, not that to make the bill better, under the guise that, oh, my gosh, we can't risk putting this bill across the hall in the other chamber under the guise that it may not pass. I just, as we leave here tonight and put this final vote up, just caution the idea that I've heard in the last 24 to 48 hours, because part of the discussions that have been since we come back is many people are voting to say, you know what, this is just a means to the end of putting this bill to the ballot, putting it to referendum. I could support it, let the people decide. Let me just say that for those who don't agree with the bill, and if passage does take place, we'd hope you would respect the ability of the people to move forward with the referendum, take it and put it to the ballot, and not attempt to change any of the rules related to the ballot process or the referendum, to then and say, well, we got the bill passed. Now let's use the balance of the session to close the door so that this bill never really gets an opportunity to go before the voters. And I would hope that we respect that process just as though we've respected the discussion back and forth here today so that people on both sides could make their valid points. It's the wish of the chamber not to address those issues at this time. Some of them will come back before us, no doubt, because they're real-world situations relative to religious freedom, education, and use. But I would hope also as well, when we leave here today with the outcome of this vote, that that does not renew the efforts to change the referendum process so that this bill never has a chance or has to use different rules and regs to go through than what's already happened. We don't use the referendum process in Maryland that often. Once in 40 years is what happened in the past year. That's not an abuse. The fact is, many changes were not chosen to make today that would have made the people who are not comfortable with this bill more comfortable with it. We leave here today with those people not satisfied, for the most part, from what I can tell, and that will lead to an effort probably to put it on to the referendum. And it's not necessarily a foregone conclusion, because it is a very difficult process that we have. But I would hope that we will respect those people, that at the outcome of this vote, we don't then attempt to change the rules and regulations related to referendums on the back end of this so that we cannot, in turn, have an opportunity to put this on the ballot. That, I think, is a cautionary tale that comes out of today with the efforts on the various subjects that we tried to take. I urge a red vote, Mr.
President.